Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, I give you my love. I give you my soul.
I'll live for you, my Lord. Every breath that I take,
every moment.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks. Jesus, we give you thanks. Haven't led us these past few days. We wait on you today for a sealing of all that you started doing. Lord, let your good hand be confirmed upon everyone today. Yeah. Visit everyone today in a unique way. Yeah. Let today be a day to be much remembered in the lives of your people. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Without any doubt, each one that has been truly here must have had some specific encounters. Like I mentioned to you, as the morning shows the day, so the child shows the man. Growing up as a little boy, I've been attending conferences since 1970. I was never appealed to sit down. There was never an announcement made for me to come inside. You see, the value you place on a thing determines what values you draw from it. When I grew up and I became a leader in the body of Christ where I was involved, every time we went into a camp meeting, I always charge everyone, leave everything when it is war time. Leave the cooking. Leave the fetching of water. Sit down so you don't become a victim of Martha's syndrome, going up and down and having nothing to show. It takes a serious approach to command a glorious result. You were taught on discipline last night. And until discipline becomes a personal asset, it does not deliver any value. So we call it personal discipline. Personal discipline. That is what truly adds value to any man's life. You are living here with a change of identity. Yeah. Everyone that used to know you before will know that things have changed. Yeah. They saw Saul and they said, is Saul also among the prophets? Something has turned inside him. The same way, God has started a turning since you came in. But something is finally turning that will change your identity this morning. I'll be speaking to you this morning on the Holy Spirit connection. The Holy Spirit connection in the making of a star. And I'd like you to listen very intensely and focus your eyes here every moment of this teaching. Because in the course of this teaching, there shall be diverse impartations as you receive the word. My Bible says, Peter was speaking in the house of Cornelius, and the Holy Ghost fell on all them that had the word. The Spirit of God came out of the word of God and imparted the people. Bellowed on the people. Rained on the people. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the custodian of the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I've never seen any unserious youth that he might to become anything in his field. But I know every one of you will fulfill destiny in a grand style. Yeah. If you are one of such, let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. The Holy Spirit connection. When Joseph came to limelight, Pharaoh said, can we find a man such as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? So his star came to light. Genesis 41 and verse 38. By the Spirit connection. Pharaoh said, here is a man in whom the Spirit of the Lord is, and there is no one in his class in my own realm. Joseph stood out by the Spirit connection. Then we had the story of David in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. And David was anointed in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. And in chapter 17, he arrived in the palace as he conquered Goliath. There is the Spirit connection that brought about his supernatural distinction. I'd like you to please listen very intensely, because that same Spirit that makes a star is coming on you here today. After that spirit came upon David, he lost no battle all through his adventure. He went conquering and conquering by the spirit connection. Most of you have caught a vision of where you belong, but here is what the word of God says. He said, "What seest thou?" He said, "I saw seven golden candlesticks with a bowl on it, all of gold." I said, tell Zerubbabel, that thing which you see is real, but it's not possible by power, it's not possible by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts." Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. Your golden destiny is impossible to emerge without the spirit connection. Every golden destiny is a product of the furnace of the Holy Ghost. This is so important. And you have a golden destiny. You are a star of the Most High God. And how do I know that? Jesus said, "If any man believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father." So for you to do greater than Jesus, that means you are a star among stars. Can I hear your amen? So every believer is a star of stars. John chapter 14 and verse 12. How do I know that you have a golden destiny? Jesus is called the bright and the morning star. Revelation 22 and verse 16. And he said, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." So the least you can be is a star. The least you can be is a star. It is this spirit connection that I'm speaking to you about today, and it's the impartation you are receiving to go forward from here and begin to give expression to the treasures within you. As you go in the direction that God has ordained you. This is so important. Then came Daniel. The Bible said there is a man in thy kingdom, a man in whom the spirit of the holy gods is. So the rise of Daniel was also on the platform of this spirit connection. Daniel chapter 5 from verse 11. His golden destiny also came out on the platform on this spirit connection. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, it's not by power, it is not by might, but by my spirit. This mountain shall be removed. Come on now. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my spirit. And the Bible says, and Daniel was rated above the other presidents because an excellent spirit was in him. Daniel 6:3. So the spirit connection distinguished Daniel. the spirit connection distinguished Daniel. That is the problem with this generation that is running around with junk motivational books. Haven't started in the spirit, they're running in the flesh. And demon-possessed people tell them how they can succeed. So they take off the spirit of those demons and began behaving like them. Because the man who speaks into you is not only informing you, he's imparting you. I don't need Anthony Robbins. I have what is superior to what he has. I have the truth. Truth is never tired. Truth is never weary. Truth never becomes obsolete. Truth is truth. Take it or leave it. As far as life is concerned and maximizing what life holds in stock for you, this is the book and not the books that helps your understanding of this book. He said, this book of the law is all you need to make your way prosperous and to have good success. And every anointed book that helps your understanding of this book becomes an asset to your life. Anybody can be tempted. I was tempted too. And as I look at them, I saw them borrowing from the truth and then injecting their own connection to corrupt the truth and make you self-independent, self-reliant, and disconnect you from God, who is the true source of everything you need that makes life meaningful. All of those business things you see around, they are indebted to the neck. None of them will ever come out and say, we are free from debt. They were raised by debt, they live in debt, and they are going to still die in debt. But with the spirit connection, you are not only free, you are free indeed. Not only for a while, you are free for life and eternity. That makes all the difference. Many businessmen and women in our church don't have any form of indebtedness. Don't have any. They got it, got connected to the truth, and the Holy Spirit helping them, they broke through the barriers, and they are flying. These are indisputable stars. Talk about Joseph. Indisputable. He lived for 110 years. There was no breakdown in his story. There was no breakdown in his story. I am not concerned about tomorrow. We didn't get to where we are today by tricks. We got in there by truth. And truth can never crash. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. What you are connecting with today will last you all through your lifetime. Yeah. You will leave a legacy of it for your children. Yeah. And for your children's children. Yeah. And their generations. Yeah. So shall it be. Yeah. The spirit connection is the missing link today in our quest to attain unto stardom. That's where the key is. 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 Joshua came on and finished what Moses could not finish. That must be a real accomplishment. Amen? Moses that saw God face to face could not finish a task, and one of his stewards in the house finished the task. How? My Bible says, and Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hand on him, and the people hearkened unto him. The spirit connection brought him out. Amen? Chapter 34 of Deuteronomy, verse 9. And the people who didn't hearken to Moses hearkened to him. Spirit connection. So Joshua made it, divided the land by portions to the various tribes of Israel. That's where the key is. That is what we are here to reconnect with. When the Star of Stars came, the Bible said he gave him the spirit without measure. He gave him what? So his accomplishment was also without measure. He gave him the spirit without measure. He gave him the spirit without measure. The disciples were in hiding, and suddenly the Holy Ghost fell. Something precious is falling for you today. Yeah. And they took over the city. The Holy Ghost fell, and their stars rose up. The Holy Ghost fell, and the timid Peter became a commander of a new army. The Spirit fell, and everything turned around. Everything is turning around for you from this day. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are there? Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. The spirit connection is the missing link in our journey to stardom. We have over-depended on ourselves. We have absorbed the wrong things in town that makes you self-dependent, self-determinate, self-reliant, that push God off your affairs and makes you the custodian of your own destiny. That's why the rise is for a while and then the crash is for life, for most of them. For except the Lord builds the house, what happens? They labor in vain that builds it. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen are away but in vain. You will never suffer any form of crash all the days of your life. You will never suffer any form of crash all through your journey on earth. If that applies to you, let me hear your loudest amen. John was speaking about Jesus and he said in John 3:34, "For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him." John 3:34. That was John speaking about Jesus. God gave him not the spirit by measure. He was operating in the measureless realm of the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The spirit of God is made up of two main virtues. It's made up of wisdom and made up of power. And when talking about Jesus, Paul the Apostle said, Christ is the embodiment of the wisdom and the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. He is the embodiment of the wisdom and the power of God. And that is the two main components of the Holy Spirit. The two principal virtues of the Holy Spirit includes wisdom and power. Everybody say wisdom and power. Say it loud, wisdom and power. The loudest you can, wisdom and power. And these are two vital virtues in the making of a star. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. And if you look at the seven spirits of God, as enumerated in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2, talk about the spirit of the Lord. And that's what you call the anointing. And everybody thinks that is all about the Holy Spirit. No. You remember the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. He has empowered me to accomplish the following supernatural feats. To bind the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to give sight to the blind, and the opening of eyes. Now you see, the Spirit of the Lord is the power dimension of the Holy Spirit. But that's one. Then talks about the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of understanding. Now you see, if you look at knowledge, understanding, wisdom, counsel, they are all members of one family. The wisdom family. Say with me, wisdom family. So, out of the seven spirits of the Lord, four belongs to the wisdom family. Say with me, four. Four belongs to the wisdom family. And in fact, we can equate that five belong there because the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. So out of seven, five belongs to the wisdom family. No wonder the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Why won't it be principal? Five out of seven. Five out of seven. And that is the dimension the church has not been opened to. The wisdom dimension of the Spirit of God is the essential virtue in the school of stars. And then, of course, it talks about the spirit of might. And today you had plenty of testimonies on healings. Yesterday you had quite a number of that. There were 108 testimonies I was told in the morning yesterday, and you took only seven. And talk about the spirit of might, restoration of strength, health, and vitality. That's just one. That's what? That's one. He said, the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Romans 8:11. That's one. So strength is one in the making of a star. When Jesus came, he had the seven spirits of God on him. That means the principal one was resident inside him. And so in 3.5 years, he blew the entire world open. 2,000 years after he left, the star is shining brighter than when he was here. Now listen to me. And the Bible said he has the seven spirits of God. He had the seven spirits of God. Most of us have one. Some of us have two of the seven. How can 2/7 be equal to pass mark? That's why there are more mediocres in the body of Christ. Power, power, power. Yeah? If all you have is power, you don't have skill, and you get on the steering of a car, what happens? You kill yourself. You have power to buy the car, but you don't have skill to drive the car. And where are you heading for? A crash. For Christ to become the bright and the morning star, he was an embodiment of the wisdom and the power of God. The wisdom of God and the power of God. I'm not talking about intellectual capacity. I'm talking about the wisdom of God. The kind that operated in Daniel. The Bible says God gave them. The kind that operated in Joseph. He said, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, God was showing him. Talking about the wisdom of God. So the seven spirits of God include the spirit of the Lord, which is the anointing, the power dimension. The spirit of might, which is for your physical fitness. And then, of course, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. And if you look at those guys, they operated sweatlessly under the spirit of the fear of the Lord. There were no pastors in Babylon. They purposed in their heart not to defy themselves. And the wisdom of God began to flow through them. Joseph also said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? The wisdom of God began to flow through him. It is the beginning. It's a requirement in the school of divine wisdom. The fear of the Lord is what? A requirement in the school of divine wisdom. You can't eat your cake and have it. You can't be walking with the devil and expect the hand of God on your life. God can't be giving you wisdom to promote the kingdom of the devil. So his wisdom is available to only those who embrace the fear of the Lord as a lifestyle. This is so important. Chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that has what? The seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but are dead. He's talking about Jesus, who has the seven spirits of God. Who had what? Jesus has the seven spirits of God at work in him. And that is essentially the spirit of wisdom and of power. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. See how Samson fell with power without wisdom. Whatever power accomplishes, it is wisdom that sustains. My Bible says, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Isaiah 33 and verse 6. And the strength of salvation. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability. Isaiah 33 verse 6. Of thy times. And the strength of salvation. Today, I see you baptized with the seven spirits of God that will cause your stars to rise. Can I hear you shout a living amen? Let me hear you shout a living amen. Daniel 12 verse 3, like we read the other time, he said, and they that be wise, what happens? They shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as what? As the stars of heaven forever and ever. Daniel 12, 3, look here. They that be wise. So the wisdom of God is the custodian of every man's star. If you are in this kingdom and you want your star to shine, he said the wisdom of God is a principal requirement of every star in the kingdom. Say with me, the wisdom of God. Say loud, the wisdom of God. The loudest you can, the wisdom of God. For they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn men to righteousness as the stars of heaven forever and ever. This is so important. And I pray to God today that missing link will find full blast expression on your life. Every vision without this connection is a crash going somewhere to happen. The security of every vision is the engagement of the wisdom of God. The accurate interpretation of every vision is by the operation of the Spirit of God. That means without the spirit connection, your vision becomes a burden. It helps your interpretation, and it helps the development of the process of the pursuit of that vision. How we need that today more than ever before. He said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all your getting, do what? Get understanding. Exhort wisdom, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when thou dost embrace her. A crown of glory shall she deliver unto you, and an ornament of grace. Proverbs 4, verse 7, and down to 11. I'd like you to develop, if you have not, an unquenchable thirst for the release of the spirit of wisdom on your life today. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and I will release floods upon the dry places. You cannot connect with any virtue of the spirit without a thirst. Oh, every man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And this spake he of the Holy Ghost, with them that believe on him shall receive. John 7, 37 to 39. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. It's so important for you to develop a thirst. An unquenchable thirst for the baptism of the spirit of wisdom, which is the principal thing. For the baptism of the spirit of wisdom, which is the principal thing in the school of stars. The wisdom of God will announce any dummy. It will announce any dummy. The wisdom of God announced Joseph in the prison. There's one man in the prison. He has an understanding of what is disturbing you in the palace. Let's send for him. And Joseph came and said, interpretation belongs to God. He said, what? Interpretation belongs unto God. Interpretation belongs unto God. And he got on key. He got connected with the spirit of wisdom. And then the interpretation came. And Joseph was promoted overnight from a prisoner to a prime minister. Promoted overnight from what? A prisoner to a prime minister. Somebody's level is changing supernaturally from here. That is the spirit connection. That is the spirit connection. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that this virtue will be unleashed upon your life today in an irrecoverable dimension. So develop a thirst. A thirst that will not be satisfied except by this endowment. Lord, I know my star is not in view without the operation of the spirit of wisdom. So help me out. There are many things that we did when the Lord called me that nobody taught me but the Spirit of God. Nobody taught me to set up the powerhouse to generate the power required to drive division. The Spirit of the Lord did. Nobody sat me down and taught me the structure of a ministry. The Spirit of the Lord taught me. Our accountability is intact from 1981 to date. Nobody taught me. The Spirit of the Lord taught me. You see, but unfortunately, your generation is exposed to this other side of powerless platform that poses to make you the custodian of your destiny. And that's why many of you, some of the books you have in your shelf, you should go and burn them now. They are not going to help you get anywhere. Nobody can take you higher than where he is. And there is no one near where Jesus is. He's the highest of the highest. So they call him the Most High. He reigns forever. Everyone he has spent a time and is gone. This man knows what it was in heaven when he came down to the earth. He knows what it is where you are, and he knows what it is where you are going. No one is more qualified than Christ to put a crown on your head. No one is more qualified than Christ to put a crown on your head. No one is more qualified than Christ to put a crown on your head. Day before yesterday, there was a newspaper here, 2007 listings by Webometrics ranking, an academic ranking of world universities. This was in the nation's newspaper of 2 days ago, August 9. And then private Nigerian universities that were mentioned as doing something good concerning academic or quality of academic programs are Covenant University, and that is inputted here. And listen, when the Webometrics ranking was drafted, of 15 universities in Nigeria, Covenant University came 8. Federal, state, everywhere. There is no way spirit connection will not distinguish any man or any system. There's no way. And I promise all the devils in hell, in the next 15 years, forget about anything else. In the next 15 years, in any world ranking position, mark my word today, in any world ranking position, you'll find it there. I said, 20 years ago, nobody knew where our ministry was. 20 years after, except you are not born again on the earth, you must have heard of what the Lord is doing in this place. All around the world, that is the same way. As the Lord liveth, in the next 15 years, you will never be brushed aside. This is very important. When Paul came on the scene, Peter testified, and the wisdom which is given to our brother Paul in all his epistles, in which there are things that are too hard to be understood. So Paul, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, the making of Paul was by the operation of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God was behind the making of the great apostle Paul. The wisdom of God. That's where the key is. And that same baptism of wisdom is your portion in this service in the name of Jesus. It's one thing to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, and listen to me very carefully. It's another thing to sustain the fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? With fire. So how do you sustain a bonfire? By casting more wood into it. Isn't it? How many understand what I mean by bonfire? Okay. The only way to sustain bonfire is not to be praying and praying. You have to put wood, otherwise the fire will quench. You have to put wood there, otherwise the fire will quench. The Bible said, where no wood is, the fire goeth out. Where no wood is, what happens? The fire goeth out. Many of you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost since you came in here. The only way to maintain the fire, there are people that were baptized in the Holy Ghost with me many years ago. But you can't feel the fire anymore. They are speaking in tongues. It's like a child trying to learn how to talk. They speak in tongues in syllables. For some of them who still speak any tongues at all. The fire has gone out because it is void of wood. Where no wood is, what happens? There, the fire goeth out. Where no wood is, there, the fire goeth out. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. What is that wood? Say with me, the word of God. Come and say loud, the word of God. The louder you can, the word of God. Jesus calls himself the dry tree. He calls himself the tree. If they do this to the green tree, what will they do to the dry? And what is a wood? A dry tree. So he is the wood. The Bible calls him the rod. What's a rod? A dried tree. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. A dried tree. And who is Jesus? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. So the Word of God is the wood. And the only way to maintain the fire is to keep casting wood into it. The only way to maintain the fire is to keep casting wood into it. You don't just pray for the fire not to go out. You pray to collect the wood required to cast to the fire. The more wood you can to the fire, the higher it burns, no matter how many people are against it. This is so important. It's not enough, therefore, to have the spirit of wisdom. You must know what it takes to maintain the fire of wisdom in your life. It's not enough to imbibe the spirit of might that quickens your mortal body. It's important to know how to maintain it. He said, my son, attend to my words. Give ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they shall be life to them that find it, and health to all their flesh. So you have to maintain your health. Otherwise, it will be as if you are not healed. And you maintain it by the wood. So the fire of might that's burning in your life needs to be serviced by wood every morning. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
That's why there is no future for a lazy Christian. There is no future for a lazy Christian. You cannot eat your cake and have it. You cannot eat your cake and have it. Proverbs 26, verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. You have come to a major convention. The only way to maintain the fire is to keep casting wood, the word of God, into it on a consistent basis. As long as you want the fire, then go get the wood. If you don't have the wood, forget about it. You can't have the fire. How many want to maintain this fire? Let me tell you how important this assignment is. Leviticus. The book of Leviticus, chapter 6. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 13, is it? 12, yes. Now, and the fire upon the altar shall be what? Burning in it. Where do you have the altar? In the temple, isn't it? And who are you? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. Verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. So you don't go down. When the fire goes out, you're on your way going down. When the fire goes out, you are on your way going down. When the fire goes out, you are on your way going down. He said, the priest shall burn wood on it. How often? How often? Every morning. Every morning. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. Every morning. So on the altar of your life, you must not watch the fire go out. I'm not talking about the grammar. I'm not talking about the phonetics. I'm not talking about preaching. I'm talking about the wood that you cast into the altar of your heart to maintain the fire of the Holy Ghost in it. So it's not enough to be prayed over and prayed for and anointed. It's important for you to take responsibility to maintain the fire. This fire in your life that is being ignited today shall never go out. It shall never go out. It shall never go out. It shall never go out. This is so important, God's people. That's how to maintain it. Let's talk about the fire of wisdom. How do you maintain it? A wise man shall hear and increase in learning. The word. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The word. How do you increase it? Paul the apostle said to Timothy, "And from thy child thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 3:15. God's word makes wise. So the fire of wisdom is sustained by the wood of God's word. It takes that. In Psalm 19, verse 7 to 9, he said, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The commandment of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple." God's word makes wise. Why? Because God's word is God's wisdom in print. God's word is God's wisdom in print. So when you imbibe the word, you are receiving the wisdom of God into your system. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Hear what the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers, for thy words are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." Now you see, that is God's word helping to maintain the fire of the spirit of wisdom in your life. And the Holy Ghost is a two-dimensional spirit, or call him three-dimensional. One, he empowers your spirit supernaturally to accomplish supernatural feats. Two, he empowers your physical body to remain fit for the pursuit of your assignment. And three, he empowers your mental system for divine wisdom connection for your distinction. And those three realms have to be maintained by the same wood, the word of God. That's why many people have a problem operating in the wisdom of God, because they do not know how to service it. You can't keep your car in motion without gas. You need fuel to keep your car in motion. You can't cook your food when your gas is exhausted and you're not connected to electricity. You need gas in your cylinder to cook your food, or you eat it raw. Many in the church are operating common sense, because the fire to cook their sense is not there. The fire to make it delicious and precious is not there. So they're operating common sense. And because like begets like, common sense can only beget common results. You can't get special results using common sense. You need divine sense to get supernatural results. You need divine sense to get what? Supernatural results. You need divine wisdom to command supernatural results. Please understand what I'm talking about this morning. Walking in God's wisdom is a walk. 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 God's wisdom does not drop on anybody's laps. He said, "Iron sharpeneth iron." So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. So you rub your mind on God's mind to keep your mind supernaturally sharpened in dealing with the affairs of life. I've seen many people with quite a number of things they call visions when we were growing up. Very silly things. Things you can't imagine. There was a young man that told me that God told him he was going to marry someone. And I said, "Why not? You tell the person, if he wants to marry you, get into agreement." And I told the person, I said, no. He said, but that's what God told me. Well, it takes two to be married. How many agree with that? It takes two. It's not one person. It takes two people to be married. Well, to cut a long story short, the lady said he was going to marry, got married eventually to someone who is her husband. So I met this man sometime later, and I said, hey, brother, what's your plan for marriage? He said, God has not spoken to me another thing. I said, do you want to kill the husband? Do you want to kill the husband of that lady? That's how dummy people's mind can become when the fire goes out. Hello? You know, when the fire goes out in a cooking place, you find insects, ants, playing around the same fireplace because there is no more fire there. So the same way you find demons playing around people's mind when the fire of the spirit of wisdom goes out, you find them doing silly things. Suddenly, his wife is now a demon who has given you 4 children. The children are now grown up. You now discover your wife is now a demon-possessed person after 4 children. Then you must be a demon-possessed man. Now, you see, because the fire has gone out, all the ants are playing around this mental system. But can you find ants playing inside fire? Many people are working in what they call vision today, which is pure delusion, demonically machinated, because there is no fire in the system. So the ants came on there and just play around them. Just play around them. I pray today that you will take responsibility. Yeah. That the fire of the spirit of wisdom that's coming on you today will never go out. You must get there. You must get there. A lady told me many years ago, I think about 81, 82. I said, hey, sister, what's your plan? What are you doing? He said, God told her she was going to work in ministry of works. What did you study? Zoology. Okay. I said, as what? As zoological engineer? And I said, what place are you planning to work? He said, in one other state. In another state that has barrages of people that are on the line for employment. And you are not from that state. He said, that's what the Lord told him. It is the ants of foolishness that's playing around. And you see, unfortunately, they can now stay on like that for the next 10 years. Saying, God told me I will walk in ministry of works. They now ask, okay, for what? Say, for anything, anything. But that's what the Lord told me. Can you imagine somebody who read religious studies going to an engineering company to apply for an engineering position? And he said, how? He said, the Lord told him. The fire has gone out. The fire in your system will never go out. If I'm speaking to you this morning, shout a living amen. There are people who were once baptized in the Holy Ghost, but they are now drunkards. How? The fire went out. So a demon of alcoholism went inside and said, come and try this. This is a physical wine. It's better than the one you cannot see. Take this one. And after doing that for a while, he said, why don't you try cocaine small? Why not? That's what all the guys are doing. Join us. And then he goes on. I'd like you to know that God's wisdom, which is the custodian of your star in Christ, does not drop on people's laps. God's wisdom only answers to your responsibility. Walking in God's wisdom is real work. Everybody say real work. Real work. It is real work. You have to walk to keep the fire burning. You have to walk to keep the fire what? Burning. You have to walk to keep the fire burning. And the wood is what you need, not the cardboard. All those junk materials on how to be a billionaire, how to be something, they are all cardboards. They don't last. You need wood to burn the fire. You need wood. You need wood. That's where the task is. How many will say amen to that? Amen. Some of you have been healed here. You will never carry such disease or any other one again. It is your turn. I say it is your turn. It is your turn. It is your turn. So, you need the wood. How do you find the wood? My Bible says, open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The reason why many of you don't get any wood is that you don't pray access to the wood needed. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Jesus, I'm here to gather wood this morning to keep the fire going. Open my eyes of understanding to locate the appropriate wood for today to keep the fire burning. Open me up, Lord. And then he steps in. You need the wood. And to get the wood, you need to pray a divine access to the wood. Not just getting at the word, but getting at the wondrous word. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open me up to revelation. I am not interested in just information. I want a revelation of your word that will keep the fire in me burning for today. Oh Lord, open me up to revelation. Revelation. Paul the apostle prayed that your eyes of understanding be enlightened, that you may be able to see what is the hope of his calling. You pray your way into the secrets of God. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Daniel prayed, and his peers, his friends, and the Bible says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night season. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16 to 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night season. Daniel 2, 16 to 19. And then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night season. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night season. As you pray unto God, he opens you up to the wood for the hour. And the wood for the hour sets you on high in your walk with him. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Let's separate this for a while before we pray. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his way? How? By giving heed thereunto unto thy word. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his ways? By giving heed thereunto unto thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. So, servicing the spirit of the fear of the Lord is also by the word of God. That means this book is the custodian of every destiny in the kingdom. This book. Let me tell you what the spirit of the fear of the Lord does. Its main benefit is the companionship of divine presence. Say with me, companionship. Companionship of divine presence. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. God is a holy God. You must be passionate about holiness to enjoy his continuous companionship. And if God be for us, what happens? Who can be against? God was with Joseph as a slave, and he was a prosperous man as a slave. I told you that before. Genesis 39 and verse 2. He was with him in the prison. He flourished as a prisoner. Genesis 39 and verse 21. So divine presence will make the difference anywhere, anytime, any day. Nothing makes a difference like what? Divine presence. Your star can be buried with divine presence. Divine presence will preserve your star from being buried. Think of it, God's people. Everything about the seven spirits of God is savaged by the wood of the word of God. They prayed, we are told, and the place was shaking where they were gathered, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness, and great signs and wonders were wrought by their hand. The Spirit of the Lord serviced by the word of life. It's the same thing all around. May I pray today that each one of us will see this book as the answer book to the questions of life. Lord, give me an undying passion for your word. Give me an undying passion for your word. There is no way God's wisdom won't cause waves anywhere. They say, what wisdom is this that is given unto him, that such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Matthew 13 and verse 24, or verse 54, sorry. Matthew 13, 54. What wisdom is this? It is that same wisdom that's following you home from here. After this day, for those of you in school, they will begin to take notice of you. After this day, for those of you working in one place or another, they begin to take notice of you. After this day, for those of you who are married, they begin to take notice of your marriage. Listen to this. The Spirit of God must be serviced, or its effect will go out. It's not just speaking in tongues, it's keeping the fire burning by placing wood on that altar every morning. And when that happens, there is no end to where the power of God will take you. Never forget where we started from. The Spirit of God is a two-dimensional spirit in the man. The spirit of wisdom and of power. And that power, spiritual power and physical power. Wisdom beginning with the fear of the Lord and then growing into divine sense, as imparted from scriptures, creating for you an enviable future. That's what it takes. Never forget that the spirit connection is the guarantee for your star to rise. The spirit connection is the guarantee for your star to rise. And your star must rise. I said your star must rise. I said your star must rise. I said your star must rise. If Jesus needed the seven spirits of God, then you need that. Check this quickly with me and then we're running up. The Bible records that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. In the what? That's one. That's what? Because back in chapter 2 of Luke, they were already taking notice of him and astonished at his wisdom and understanding. They were astonished at his answers. The spirit of wisdom was already resident in him. How many remember in the temple? You remember Jesus in the temple? Both asking them questions and answering their questions. At the age of what? 12. And they were astonished at his questions and answers. At his understanding. They were astonished. And then when he was out to serve humanity in setting them free from the bondage of the devil, he was endued with the spirit of power. Come and say power. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. He returned in the power of the spirit. He returned in the power of the spirit. Before then, the spirit of the fear of the Lord was already in him because he knew no sin. If he didn't have that before 30, he would have needed forgiveness himself. So the spirit of the fear of the Lord was there. The spirit of wisdom was there. Of counsel was there. Of understanding was there. Of knowledge was there. He was already teaching them in the temple. They give him the book for to read. And he's the one to determine where he reads. And they found where it was written of him. He was expanding the things to them. And what he received in Luke chapter 4 was the spirit of power. To make him deliver his mandate of deliverance. And he said in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to... I mean, you see, you know what I'm talking about? And that spirit of the Lord is what empowers your spirit man to deliver supernatural results. Which he did. You need the seven spirits of God. When the Lord called me, among other things, he told me, I will not have you go as others have gone. I will have hands laid on you so you can be filled with the spirit of wisdom after the order of Joshua in Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Very clear instruction. So my wife and I were laid hands upon and wisdom answered. And we have been given grace to keep the fire burning, and it's evident to every devil in hell.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674. Or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskinandland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kinanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you.